This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. We are grateful to have you on board, and we are hoping to encourage you to never miss any Mile High tip. So make sure you hit subscribe wherever you are listening or watching this. And of course, make sure you do not miss and have dialed in to be at Mile High August 20th to 23rd, 2020. It is certainly the Roaring Twenties, and they're getting started off with a very interesting experience for all of us. And I am psyched to have on our podcast episode today the one and only Dr. Alok Trivedi, who will be at Mile High this year. And it will be, I'm really glad to have him there for the first time on stage. And he's been on our podcast before because he brings so much great wisdom. He runs the Align Performance Institute. That's what he has built and mentors people through. We're actually doing a program together in April through Lifetime Wellness Practice, and a lot of our Inner Circle members are going to meet up with him there. Dr. Alok, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it greatly.
Hey, well, we love connecting with you, and we love hearing what you have to say. We would be remiss if we did not start the conversation, especially since your program that you're doing with us is Mastering Money Consciousness, and we're talking, you know, you talk about your focus is aligned performance. We'd be remiss to not mention the current state of the world, especially for our chiropractic audience. Yeah. What message do you want to lead with for them in this current time?
Yeah, it's a great question, Danny. And thank you for having me. And thank you for bringing this to our attention as well, right? For the chiropractic profession right now, and I'm going to say some things hopefully that will inspire you and maybe challenge you a little bit that may open you up to something different. This is the opportunity that rides that's greater than ever before. And while everyone is on the downturn, consciousness-wise, you have to be on the upturn. Now, what I mean by that is this, is you have to, when you look at your state of mind, and I say that the greatest asset we have is the asset in between the ears, right? Because it can create solve problem solutions at all times. Now, for the chiropractic profession right now, it's important to realize that it's not the current state of affairs. Like, I'm going to take that off of that pedestal and say that I'm not going to give them permission to control us. It's your current state of consciousness that is creating the environment that you're in.
Yep.
Because there are chiropractors right now who are thriving, who are killing it, who are even if they're closed, they found other revenue streams in their business to go create value to other people. And that's simply a game of consciousness, game of finding solutions for other people. And as you find more solutions for other people, you start to create more opportunities for other people and yourself. So if you're going out, like one of the things I tell people right now when people call me in crisis, I would sit and say, stop the crisis, stop the noise, do 25 jumping jacks, change that energy first of all. And next thing what I want you to do is I want you to list out 20 different ways that you can serve the current customer base that you have other than adjusting. And list them out and then see which one is the most viable, which one is the most applicable that you can do with the current rules in place. If you can do that, you will provide value to those customers and you'll start bringing income in. Here's the biggest thing with money, Danny, that I'll say this, is that when people have zero money coming in, right, say the practices are closed, their solutions turn to zero. But even if you start with $15, right, or $20, or maybe that week you're under $1,000, $1,000 can build to $2,000, but zero stays at zero. So never keep yourself where you're making no money. Find another stream of revenue. Even if you start with 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 100 bucks, doesn't matter. Just start it, and then that builds and grows. But if you stay at zero, it stays at zero. It's negative. It's entropy at its worst, really, or best, for lack of my words.
And you said many things of value there that I hope people take to heart and listen to this during this time period. One of the key things was finding solutions for other people's, you know, for others' problems. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to being of service, right? Finding ways to be of service. Now, pulling that back a little bit, chiropractic profession as a whole, with the most powerful healing art, in my opinion, humbly, in the history of the planet, in our hands, has not had as many abundant people as you would think.
Yeah.
In terms of this. And this can be an opportunity to turn that around, to that be different. Why do you think we as a profession have not had more successful doctors, and how can this be a pivot point?
It's a great question, and Danny, and allow me to just paraphrase maybe something that that I think our profession needs to look at differently, and it's a cultural thing, but I believe that every doctor is successful. It's how we measure our success that makes the difference, right? So what I mean by that is this, is that, you know, you've got a practice, a thriving practice, making lots of money, and we'll call that a successful practice. I built a, you know, $1 million practice 12 years in a row, or 14 years for my first year in practice, saw 1,200 patients. So some people can say that's successful, right? But that's okay, because that's what we wanted inside of that game. At the same token, there's someone who's seeing 50 people a week, and they're comparing themselves to you or to me and saying that I'm not as successful as Danny and as Alok is, and so I'm not just as valuable, right? And I want to change that conversation in our profession to sit and say, you are just as valuable. You just don't value money and business at the same token, right? Your energy and your focus, and as Donnie would say, your core energy, right, is focused on some other element in some aspect of your life, which is fine, which is cool, but it's no need to beat yourself up for this game, because in your judgment, you create comparison. And it's in that comparison that you beat yourself up and self-depreciate. Now, I'll say this along with this as well, is that when you self-depreciate, you are resisting money, because whatever you resent, you resist. So if you resent yourself by comparing yourself to these successful doctors by society standards, then you now don't value you. And you stop money from coming through your door. And if you judge yourself and you don't feel worthy of that money, you give that money away. And so you won't keep any of it. So if you have judgment and saying these people are better than I am, you're going to stop money from flowing in. And if you say that I'm not good enough, and when you do get money, you're going to give it away and you're going to create lots of debt. So that all being said, I want to add to that is to say every doctor, as healers, and I will say this, and probably, I could be wrong, Danny, and you please feel free to correct me, but it seems as though I see more network doctors who are a little bit more not as business savvy, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong in that. But they're so esoterically, energetically based that they lose the material matter component of it. They're in the spirit consciousness of energy that they lose the matter consciousness, which is needed in merger of humanity, right?
And I would say, I would add something else. And I think it's in chiropractors. I think you know this from Tony Robbins' Business Mastery, that there's three types of archetypes in business. There's the artist, the manager, and the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I think as a whole, chiropractors go into, I want to help people.
That's right.
And I want to be a healer, and even though I don't agree with being a healer, but you know, that I want to help people. I want to be a healer. I want to work my hands, and there's a driven of like, this is, I want to make this difference in people's lives. And so chiropractic attracts a lot of artists. And I will say that network attracts a lot of more on the further side of an artist. And
thank you for clarifying.
Those things that you said. And the further a person go in the artist range, the more they need managers or an entrepreneur around them or develop those skill sets.
I agree with that 100%. Thank you for making those distinctions for me. I wasn't seeing it completely through, but I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more, for sure. I will say this, in the term healer, I've always looked at healing as something that I think chiropractors will align to, and I think you'll get this, is that when I think of the word heal, it's an acronym for help energy align with love. And so I will say we're all healers because we're all helping energy align with love, and we're the ones that are doing it. So going back to the success equation, why do we focus on that, right? I think we get caught up in our values of wanting to be this healer, this person that can help people in their lives, because we're servants by nature, right? That's right. The thing.
Right.
And we're servants to help them, but we lose then serving ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
Right. There's the distinction in that is that when we serve others, we think it's better to give than it is to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And we become altruists and lose our narcissist, but then we'll become narcissists at home with our friends and our family.
Right.
And our profession. We'll say we're the best here with it. We're the only ones out here. So we're altruist in what we do in our practice. But when we get with our colleagues, we sit and say we're the best as narcissists. But really, we need both of them to exist. You need a parasympathetic and a sympathetic nervous system to coexist.
Right. And then also, you know, the archetype as the starving artist, right? And there can be the starving artist who's a baker, who's a brilliant baker, right? And there can be the starving artist that's a chiropractor,
right?
And so, however, you know, incredibly abundant artists that are painters that have, you know, been very fortunate, right? And artists musically, right, that are not starving artists, right, as well as chiropractors that are brilliant artists in their technique, and all, but they've been able to channel their art into business. So there's the archetype of the starving artist, right? And that artist could be a painter, it could be a baker, right, who's brilliant but is starving, right? Sure. Or the starving chiropractor. And we know brilliant clinicians that never, you know, amount to something in terms of finances and wealth. And then, you know, artists that are incredibly brilliant and channel that into finances. And it could be a baker that channels that into great sales and chiropractors. But that artist channels that into their money consciousness.
Yeah, and the only way they're going to do that, right, Danny, is if that they actually value money, right? Right. Value doesn't mean that it's only a positive thing, right? Money has a negative side, too, and people don't realize that. You can either hold on to a positive spin of money or a negative spin of money. But truthfully, money has both a negative and a positive. Right, so many years personal development has taught people that money is a tool, that it's just a tool. And I hate that so much. Like, it is not a tool. Money is a resource, right? And you take from one individual's mind their consciousness of money, the consciousness of solving people's problems, and you transform that into a resource called money. And those that transform that resource of money and their consciousness will create more income. Like, that's just how it works. But this idea that it's a tool makes it look like a hammer or a screwdriver that you just use it and it's done. You use it and it's done. But that's not how it is. And so the starving chiropractor values the maybe their family, the arts, and they're amazing healers, right? But is it that they just can't take that and bring someone else who is an actual entrepreneur or business person or finance person in their world, right? I can't sit and say that, you know, I'm the greatest in every aspect of my life, but I definitely know the people that I can delegate things to and what I'm great at. And you're brilliant at that as well, Danny. That's why you can do all the things that you do. You can be in so many different places because you have a team to surround you and support you and help you.
Yes, and that's a vital thing. And realize that one person, there's very few people that did do something impactful without a great team around them. Yeah. And so, like, if you think BJ Palmer, he had a great team around him. And what if he was a starving artist, right? What would have happened to chiropractic? You know, he was about as good a entrepreneur as anybody in chiropractic's history, for sure. So now, Align Performance, tell us more about what areas of performance, what Align Performance Institute specializes in.
So really what we do as a company is we take people and we help them maximize their performance and their profits, for lack of better words, right? We get them through the barriers, the hurdles, the challenges in their consciousness that to help them making more money in their business and their companies and their in their environments, whatever it is, to entrepreneurs specifically, as well as large corporations, but entrepreneurs, to help them get over that hurdle that's stopping them. I'll give you an example of this, right? I had a chiropractor one time who was stuck, and he'd been through a practice management company and he'd gone bankrupt after that whole situation, and he was stuck and he didn't know where to go. He didn't have any money. And he called me up, and it was my job to help him change his consciousness around it. And so we did, and he was having anxiety, right? As you know, and I know, and all the docs on this listen to know that their emotions are going to play the sympathetic roles out. Now, he was so in a state of resentment towards this other company is that he was literally preventing money from coming in the door. So we got on the call, and I worked with him, and in 45 minutes, he'd gone bankrupt. And in 45 minutes, we healed the bankruptcy. It was gone. And I told him at the end of that call, Danny, I said, in the next 30 days, you're going to make a $20,000 a month. He's like, Doc, that's great. He goes, but I've never made more than $3,000 a month. He's like, I'm an associate. I said, just watch my words. He got, as God is my witness, Danny, I could sit there and tell you, he got on our calls and he goes, you son of a, he goes, I don't know how the hell you did it, but I just earned $20,000 this month. He's like, I've never done that before in my life. It's like, how's that happen? I said, because when you have traumas and challenges and things that you're holding on to in the past, they're going to prevent you from moving forward. So if we don't heal that, then we don't get that moving forward. So that's in essence what we do. So we've got programs, we've got seminars, we've got things to get people authentic and real. And my whole brand is get real, cut the BS, right? Get right to it.
And that's what we need to do as a profession is get authentic. Now with that, you're going to be at Mile High. Mm-hmm. Wrapping this up. With you being at Mile High, what are you excited about bringing to Mile High?
You know what I love about Mile High? I've been there now 3 years in a row, and I've watched it, and I love the philosophy of it. And I'm going to bring the philosophy of money and the consciousness of money and how do we create that. And I want people to walk away with, after they hear, you know, what I have to say, is that they realize that their limitation is not their fault. But staying there will be their fault. And so I want them to realize that money is simply a byproduct of who they are and their wiring inside. I'm going to show them the neurology and the science. I'm not going to come there with a bunch of philosophy. I'm going to come in there with actual neuroscience to help them realize neuroscience and money. And they can see it. I love it because when I get to talk to doctors, I can geek out on some neurology. Many people, I don't know if people realize this, I'm much more of a neuro geek than people realize. And so I'm going to bring neurology into that so people can realize how to get over the philosophy through neurology and they can make more money because of that.
Hey, and what we've said for many, many years is that Mile High is about helping people deepen their philosophical understanding, expand their vision, and also improve their business strategies because we cannot help the world if we're broke. Okay, so we need to be, this is perfect to help people with the philosophy of money so that they can better serve and make an impact in their community. We're super excited to have you on stage at Mile High. How can people connect with you in the Aligned Performance Institute? Where can they find you?
Yeah, it's real simple. They can go to either Dr. Alok or DrAlok.net or AlokTrivedi.com and just go to our website and you can, you know, we've got a whole survey that they can fill out. And I have a proprietary thing that I've called, that's called the, you've heard the IQ or the EQ before. This is your AQ. And the AQ is a unique process that tells an individual exactly what part of the brain they're using and what emotions are associated and how they're living there. And then we give them the path on how to evolve and get rid of the traumas to get them to move forward. So they can go fill that out right on DrAlok.net.
Excellent. Excellent. We look forward to seeing everybody there August 20th, 23rd. Register at milehigh2020.com. And we look forward to seeing you all on higher ground. And hit subscribe. Never miss an episode of Mile High Tech. See you later, Alok. Thank you. We'll see you at our event this weekend.
Look forward to it.